This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces from northern Syria. It's drawing sharp criticism from Capitol Hill to the Middle East. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The sudden decision essentially abandons Kurdish fighters who took on Islamic State militants alongside the U.S., leaving them open to a likely assault by Turkey, which considers the Kurds terrorists. They're blasting the Trump administration for turning its back on allies. The move appeared to take the president's closest GOP supporters by surprise during a key moment, with Democrats marching ahead with an impeachment probe. Senator Lindsey Graham says it appears to be a disaster in the making that virtually assures an ISIS comeback. The president's acknowledging the Kurds fought with the U.S., but tweets they were paid massive amounts of money and equipment to do so, adding in all caps, "We will fight where it is to our benefit." Sagar Magani at the White House.
Senator Graham says he will introduce a Senate resolution opposing and asking for a reversal of this decision. There's another whistleblower who might be able to give House Democrats fresh information in their impeachment inquiry of the president. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
President Trump has been trying to undermine the original whistleblower complaint by saying it's based on second and third-hand information. Lawyer Mark Zayed said he also represents a second whistleblower who has firsthand information of key events and could corroborate the complaint. A rough transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July already does that by showing a bid to pressure Ukraine on investigating the Biden family. House Democrats are set to depose at least two more witnesses this week, the top diplomat to the European Union and the woman who was abruptly fired as a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Afghan official says a bomb blast in eastern Nangarhar province has killed at least 10 people, including a child. This is VOA News. Clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters killed at least 15 people in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood overnight. Reuters' Megan Ravel reports.
At least 15 people were killed in Baghdad on Sunday night after fierce clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters. That raises the death toll after nearly a week of violence to around 110, based on police and medical reports. The Interior Ministry said more than 6,000 have been wounded. Protests first broke out in Iraq's capital on Tuesday over jobs, services and endemic political corruption. The government has agreed to various reforms like subsidised housing, stipends for the unemployed and youth training programmes. But protesters are demanding a complete overhaul of what they say is a corrupt system that's held Iraq back.
That's Reuters' Megan Ravel reporting. Britain's prime minister is looking into a case involving an American diplomat's wife following a fatal crash. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Boris Johnson says he will speak with the US ambassador to Britain on an American diplomat's wife who apparently left the country after reportedly becoming a suspect in a fatal crash. Johnson says he doesn't think it right to use the process of diplomatic immunity for this type of purpose. The crash a few weeks ago killed a 19-year-old after his motorcycle collided with a car near a base, which is home to a signals intelligence station operated by the US Air Force. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The White House says the next round of U.S.-China trade talks will begin in Washington on Thursday. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's top two economies. President Trump announced last month he was postponing a new round of tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th as a gesture of goodwill. China followed up by lifting tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan will begin an official visit Tuesday to China, where he will meet with President Xi Jinping and the vice premier to discuss bilateral ties and the security situation arising from India's recent actions in the disputed Kashmir region. And students in Bangladesh staged protests and blocked major roads Monday after an undergraduate was beaten to death, allegedly by ruling party activists, for criticizing the government over a water-sharing deal with India. Students chanted slogans demanding justice and blocked major roads. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.